Broncos spending the week inside as they work to get ready for the St. Louis Rams, hoping to get to 8-2 this week, and they'll, for the third straight week, have to do it on the road. Hi, everyone. Back here at Dove Valley with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Going to take a quick look and preview this Week 11 game against the St. Louis Rams. Andrew, coming off of last week's game against Oakland, a whole lot happened offensively in terms of a new look O-line in the game C.J. Anderson had. We know Ronnie Hillman will not play this week. Adam Gase touched on what he's going to do at that spot, and then again another look at this line against what will be a very good test.
Yes, and much to the chagrin of fantasy owners everywhere, Adam Gase said that the Broncos, for the moment, are going to ride the hot hand, and then he pointed to C.J. Anderson as being the guy who's the hot hand right now. That's obvious. He had 163 yards from scrimmage last week, and we all know about the 51-yard touchdown that he had where he broke three tackles, weaved through defenders, and crossed the field. So for now, it's going to be him. But the other thing, you ride C.J. Anderson being the hot hand, then that allows you to ease Monte Ball back into the lineup because he's coming off the groin strain. He missed five games, and obviously you don't want to work him too much. You don't want to cause him to aggravate that. I mean, it looks like he's fully healed, but you still want to be cautious. So C.J. Anderson being the hot hand, I think, kind of helps the Broncos a bit. And like you said, the offensive line, it was reshuffled last week. Good result overall for the offensive line after some issues and timing penalties. But the Rams front four presents a much stiffer challenge than Oakland's, particularly Robert Quinn on the outside and a guy who's really coming on, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle, their first-round pick out of Pittsburgh. Just sensational. Has been a good run defender from the word go, but now is getting a pass rush in the interior, and that's really caused some problems for opponents the last few weeks.
That's great. Fantasy plug. That's great. Yeah. I know that Adam's thinking about owners who have Broncos in their fantasy team. That's what keeps him up when he's getting 4 hours of sleep a night. Phil, on the other side of the ball, Rams head coach Jeff Fisher made the announcement Wednesday that Sean Hill will get the start this week, not Austin Davis. How did players react when they found out that news?
Well, they said that obviously Sean Hill is the veteran, 14 years in this league, but they said nothing's going to really change in the game plan. He started the first game of the season for the Rams, had a little bit of an injury. They made the switch, but last week Austin Davis had a couple of key turnovers, so they decided to make the switch on Wednesday. And the Broncos defense has been playing really well lately. Didn't have a sack against the Raiders, but they really held that Raider team down, and they're hoping to do the same thing this week.
Broncos will play inside. That's why they've practiced inside all week, and despite the fact it has been pretty cold out here. A lot nicer, though, today. And again, we'll face another NFC opponent, try and get to 8-2. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. We'll be live from St. Louis pregame with the Broncos TV Live pregame show Sunday at 9:30. Until then, hope you all have a great weekend.